Muhammad had not intended to cause all this trouble, the divine voice insisted. He was not deluded nor inspired by a jinni. He had experienced a true vision of the divine and was simply telling his people what he had seen and heard. But then, to his surprise, Muhammad found himself chanting some verses about the three goddesses, the daughters of God. Have you then ever considered what you are worshipping in Alat and Al-Uzza, as well as Manat, the third, the other? Immediately, the Quraysh sat up and listened intently. They loved the goddesses who mediated with Allah on their behalf. These are the exalted cranes, the Garanik, Muhammad continued, whose intercession is approved. Tabari claims that these words were put on his lips by the Shaitan, the tempter. This is a very alarming notion to Christians, who regard Satan as a figure of monstrous evil. The Quran is certainly familiar with the story of the fallen angel who defied God. It calls him Iblis, a contraction of the Greek diabolos, devil. But the Shaitan who inspired this gracious compliment to the goddesses was a far less threatening creature. Shaitans were simply a species of jinn. They were tempters who suggested the empty, facile and self-indulgent yearnings that deflected humans from the right path. Like all jinn, the Shaitans were ubiquitous, mischievous and dangerous, but not on a par with the devil. Muhammad had been longing for peace with the Quraysh. He knew how devoted they were to the goddesses and may have thought that if he could find a way of incorporating the Garanik, the goddesses, into his religion, they might look more kindly on his message. When he recited the rogue verses, it was his own desire talking, not Allah, and the endorsement of the goddesses proved to be a mistake. Like any other Arab, he naturally attributed his error to a shaitan.